Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four, engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products, we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit. We race.
All right, AC, let's just repeat. This is a learning process, maybe 50 times. You know, like on Simpsons where they're drawing on the chalkboard? You ever watch Simpsons?
No, I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So this is a learning process?
I don't know. I really don't feel like... It's frustrating because I look back at the race and like Eli gets by me, right? And I'm not thinking to myself, oh, shit, my race is coming unraveled or anything.
Felt back at him.
I felt great in the whoops all night long. Like, I'd bet the house I'd have been finding those tonight. And then I just went to the left of the line I've been going to because somebody, the lapper, was in the main line. And I just, like, basically washed the front end of the whoops. Then got the tough block stuck underneath the bike. Man, it's just frustrating when I was riding so good today. Eli had me for sure, but I felt pretty good behind him, like, you know, and I felt
like you made a little run at him.
Yeah, like I wanted to. That's my mindset's there. Like I want to, beat him. Like I know it's, you know, I haven't beat him like straight up or anything, I guess, like head to head, or but I still feel like I can. So I'm always gonna try my best. You know, it's just frustrating when you know you let a good position slip like that. It sucks.
I texted you. I really wish you could have stopped and got it in the middle of the race. That outside line in the sand. I don't know if it was Eli, or I don't know if it was the track, because Eli's pretty fun, good rider. Yeah. But he was making that outside work.
There's a little bit of both, I think. Okay, yeah. I mean, I kind of got stuck going to that outside in the sand, and then I think, or the inside, or the outside in the mechanics area corner, then inside in the sand. But I didn't feel like he was going to be. I know he was going to get close, but I didn't feel. As long as you don't panic when he gets up alongside you on the inside, I didn't feel like he was going to be able to pass me until that inside blew out, and then I stuffed it, and he got. I mean, I think if it wasn't Eli, I would have just hooked the right and stopped whoever it was. But I don't know. I mean, he was going by me, so yeah.
Hey, we've had great racetracks, I think, all year. This one, not the greatest, right? Like, hey, it happens. We all have slumps.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can't all be first-round picks. But I think, I don't know, I felt really good on this track, and I've grown to like the hard pack stuff. And I was super struggling with the bike in the first couple of practices, and then we made a few changes and got a little bit more balanced for the second, third practice, and then it felt really good in that. And then in the heat race, my best heat race of the year, even though I made that mistake, I felt so good. And yep. Gave me a lot of confidence, like being able to come back on Kenny a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then finally, dude, got my starts figured out. Finally, I texted Nick this week, and I'm like, we got it. We got it. Right. And just, like, came out of the gate and didn't see anybody next to me. So that's super encouraging. Right. I think if we can carry that into the Triple Crown, like that, I think we can have a really good result there. So it's got to go with the flow, man.
When you say you got the starts, is it a little bit of, is it you or is it a technology thing where mapping and gear?
It's been the same. We've had the same mapping for the last like 3 weeks or so. It's more so, it's a me thing. Yeah. It's like, it's like an alignment deal on the grate. Like I feel like I'm aimed right. Okay. When I'm really not. Like I'm really straight. I feel like I'm aimed left. When I'm really straight, yeah. And so I end up coming out of the gate, and then I go right. Like, I should show you this video from San Diego. You would shit your pants. But, yeah.
You're just positioning your body. You're yeah. Like
yeah.
You got vertigo.
Yep, that, and then just keeping, like, my core locked in so I don't double clutch a bunch. So that's an encouraging sign. But, yeah, when Anderson went around the whoops the last lap. I mean,
I'm sure the AMA's reviewing that right now.
Yeah, I know, right? For eighth or whatever it was. But, yeah, it was funny. Like, we caught that whole pack of dudes.
It was gnarly, dude.
Well, Anderson, like, I got up, and I thought I was in dead last. I mean, I thought I was going to get lapped. And then Anderson was in front of me, and I'm like, let's go. Right. And then he started riding, and then we started catching everybody. And then we got to Mookie's back tire. Mookie slammed him in the last corner, and I cut under. I'm like, I thought I was going to get them both. And then Anderson just went around the whoops
and and then there was Barsha there. Like, it was a gnarly battle. So, that part's all right.
I guess I'm happy with my riding and happy with the fact that at least when I crashed and didn't like give up, you know. So yeah.
All right, let's blame Theo.
Yeah, exactly. Theo's fault.
Cool. Thanks.